Spilled Sriracha Blues. Have you noticed that you used to say, "How are you?" but now that he's not here, you say, "How are you doing?" with the emphasis on doing, even though I'm not doing anything different or special. I'm just ordering food. It's fine. I'll have the pad thai. I know it's dull, unadventurous, the pad thai. It's what I always get every time. But I like it. I'm used to it. Not shrimp, though. Chicken's my new thing. Well, really, shrimp is $3 extra, and he was the one with the 9-to-5. Is the one. I talk like he's dead. Isn't that ridiculous? It's terrible, but I think I'd feel better if he were dead. If he comes in, could you kill him for me? Joking. This dispenser's out of napkins when you get a chance. You don't have to look at me with that "I'm sorry" face, although maybe that's just your face. Not your face specifically, but a waitress face, because waitresses have to apologize for things that aren't their fault. Like, some idiot comes in here and spills sriracha all over the table, and you have to say, "I'm sorry," and wipe it up, and you have to replace the napkins or the chopsticks or whatever else it got on, and if they're the entitled type, you have to comp their meal, even though you didn't touch the fucking sriracha. So the sorry, it probably sticks on your face. Sorry. Spicy, too. I'm just a bland person, I guess. It's fine. I don't know why Americans make such a big deal about dining alone. When we were honeymooning in Thailand, are you Thai? I figured, but I didn't want to assume. Anyway, people were always dining alone in Thailand. If there were extra chairs at our table, the waiters would fill them with strangers. Just whoever popped in. It was sort of exciting. Not that I want you to seat a stranger here. That would be weird. Awful. I'm happy with the empty booth. It's blue, my favorite color. And it's just as quiet as he was at the end. God, I don't know. A Coke. Diet. You probably think I should try someplace else. In here 2 nights a week, alone for a month now. It probably makes your restaurant look sad. I don't mean to make your restaurant look sad. You could call it Sad Thai. Kidding. I could go someplace else. There's that new Indian place down the street, and that 24-hour diner where the drunk college kids go to sober up. But I'm not a drunk college kid. I'm 30-fucking-2, so wouldn't the diner be sadder, really, if you think about it? You probably want me gone. You're probably thinking, get this sad lady out already. I know the feeling, and I've heard it before, plenty of times, so you could just say it if you want. Just say it. I'll still tip you. I want you to say it, really. Get out.